It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm talking with Evan Stevens Hall. He's in New Jersey. I'm here in Washington, D.C. We were talking about the songwriting process.
Do you schedule, like get up in the morning and have to put something on paper? Is it even paper? Is it when it comes? How do you like to work? How does your best stuff come to be?
How does my best stuff happen? I think the very best stuff happens spontaneously, yeah, without plan. I'm doing something else that only requires a small part of my brain, something mechanical, maybe driving, maybe walking. Yeah. And then ambiently in the background, my brain is still working on solving a song puzzle. And then, at least from my perspective, it just sort of spontaneously appears in the foreground of my consciousness, which is, you know, what a nice present that is. And I'm thinking too of the poet Wallace Stevens, who would walk to and from work and would compose there and compose back. I kind of relate to that. I think my best songs happen while walking. Then step two is, because they don't arrive fully formed, you have to kind of poke at the corners of it and, you know, to shift it around in your hands, see how many sides this shape has, see what shape the shape is. Recently, I have been working in longhand, writing with a pen on paper. And I think that suits my mind best. And also, I mean, what a constant struggle it is against the digital distractions. I find that if I'm writing on my cell phone, and I do, if it's the only thing that I have in the Notes app.
Yeah.
But I'm less likely to push a idea as far as it will go, because there's just like a tiny bell in the side of my head that's ringing, telling me to check one of my favorite social media apps or something. Right. You know, it's very impulsive, and it interrupts an idea. It makes me not go as deep as I probably would if there were no other distractions. So it's paper for me.
I want to do another one. Can we do a different song?
Sure.
I want to play your version first of the opening track of the record called Dotted Line. And then I want to play the Paul Yoon music version of it.
Ignore the wreckage on the shoulder. I cross the border into New Jersey, where a dotted line from my antenna. Keep my head down, or do I eclipse back to Atlanta? No, may no fantasy hold my head up, nor may no memory fold my head in, 'cause I don't know.
Did anyone try to be a band, by the way? Or were they all fairly solo tabs, by the way?
Yeah, we had really diverse submissions. There were some people who seemed to have recorded themselves over themselves, kind of, you know, bedroom recording style, where they are their own band. And then some people recorded a live version of multiple people playing together. And sometimes not even multiple people. There's one that's a band of an off-screen human and an on-screen dog who's singing. So I was very impressed with that.
We have to play that, by the way, that dog thing. In fact, everybody sit tight because we're getting there. let me play Paul Yoon's version of this.
Oh, great.
And yeah. By the way, the sound of the band on that song just grabbed me. And that drums in particular, were just amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, I just had this thought that it would be an awesome thing, and no answer necessary here, would be to get these people up on stage to open the show where they do one of your songs and one of their songs, and it would just be, I don't know, just struck me as being a heartwarming thing to do. But
oh, I think that'd be so great. Yeah, it's some live Pine Tab. I think it's
exactly.
A good idea.
Yeah. Paul Yoon. Anything about what he did to Dotted Line that either made you think differently about the song or just you appreciated?
It was such a sensitive rendering. I loved the finger-picking pattern. I loved... it moved me. It moved me. I could hear that in his voice that he connected with something with it, and I connected to that. What better way to build community than to, you know, this reciprocal and mutual emotional connection.
That actually is the beauty of going to Pine Grove shows, is the community that is formed and the people singing along. And do you remember the first time that happened? I love going to a show where a band is new and they've come and they've played a show. I remember this with Sylvanesso, where they came, played a little club, DC9 in DC. It was, Coffee, the song had just come out, and probably for the first time people are singing back their songs to them. As a songwriter performer, do you remember that moment? It just seems like it would be a memorable thing.
Well, it happened pretty gradually. I think it started first in Montclair. There's a basement venue called the Bat Cave where we would play a lot. You know, it started first with maybe the first three rows of people, right, whoever had pushed to the front, because they were enthusiastic about our set and they're familiar with our recordings.
Right.
But how surprising and exciting and affirming when there's a whole crowd of people connecting with the music. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, what it means for me to write songs in the first person that then other people are singing, also, of course, in the first person. You know, I want people to be able to inhabit what I'm writing. And then there's also just what do we call it grammatically when there are a lot of people singing in the first person? Is this the first person plural? Is this some sort of, communal I?
I love that. I think you nailed it right there, the communal eye.